Jess and Ducko.
It's time for Shy Guy's Diary.
Oh, it's been a fantastic week.
Let's check back on
it. Oh, let's have a look.
Well, what a week it's been with Jess and Ducko. We celebrated Jess's birthday and she had a few requests for us, like dressing us all in lemon-themed clothing, which got Ducko and I thinking, is Jess in the wrong job?
I can see you being a primary school teacher.
And I... So look at this dress I'm wearing. I look like an art teacher.
I was going to say, you dress like one.
Yeah. I do.
Today. In the nicest way.
Get that tone out of your voice.
You do, though. You were just about to admit it.
Not today, mate.
Yeah,
you were just about to admit it.
It's one of those things. I'm allowed to say it. The derision in your voice.
What's that shop that has all those colourful clothes?
Gorman.
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 Yeah, you are out of a
Gorman.
Yep, you're
Gorman.
A Gorman catalogue. You and the librarian.
Ducko. Gorman does bend
and the
clothes.
Art faculty.
Lucia.
With the chains on their glasses and the purple lenses. I'm just so creative.
If I could wear glasses.
I know you would.
And paintbrushes in the hair.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Sorry, I got caught up. I was just painting my latest thing. What are we doing?
To add to the celebrations, we got a message from Jess's favourite actor, Vin Diesel. Or as you might know him, Dominic Toretto.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Except it wasn't really Vinny D at all. He didn't reply to our messages, so we had to improvise.
Hi Jess, it's Vin Diesel here. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. And just remember, family is the most important thing. Have a nice day today, Jess. Vin.
Real, man. That's Vin Diesel, Dominic Toretto.
I'll be honest with you.
Hey, family.
Can you just play the first 3 seconds?
He sounds the most
just
real
play
at the start.
The first three.
Hi, Jess. It's Vin Diesel here.
That's in the email transfer.
No,
that's
genuinely,
not.
My nipples got hard. And
I can see.
It got so robotic.
I can see. It's cold in here, or Jess has got the high beams on.
Was that AI?
It's the timber. Yeah, you can hear it going to AI.
How
territory.
Do you do that? Because I'll just do that for my life.
You'll close your eyes and meet your husband and play Vin Diesel.
I appreciate the sentiment.
So there you go. Happy birthday. Plus, you did ask
you
for...
You couldn't ask Vin Diesel to do a real one. What's
no,
Vin
we
Diesel?
Did ask. We did ask. He's a lot of money.
Aussie megastar Margot Robbie revealed she tracked every penny her mum spent on her as a kid. And it got Jess thinking... I wonder how much my parents spent on me.
I just text my dad. Now, you know my dad's a financial advisor, so this is his world.
Yes.
And I thought if anyone's going to have a ledger, might be Rob.
100%.
Clark. So I just text dad. I said, hey, I know it's a tough question for you if you don't have the piece of paper on hand, but how much do you think I cost you over my childhood? I text that at 7:03 a.m. this morning. At 7:04, he had a response. 250K on average, 10K per year, includes car, education and travel.
Mic drop, bang.
See you later.
Mate,
he's got
I swear to those times, he wrote that back instantly. So I reckon he'd be driving to work. What's he getting?
You know, he's just whipped out his tab. How much Jess owes me tab.
He's waiting for the right time to be like, hey, you're going to start paying back?
So when's that radio money going to start coming in? When am I going to start seeing that 250K?
So, Margo, I love you, Margo. I think you were snubbed at the Oscars and all that jazz, but I'm really mad at you today because you've made every kid who's ever... obviously been supported by their parents look real bad.
We can't pay back 250.
No!
Yeah, but you give your dad love in other ways, you know?
Absolutely I do. I talk about him on the radio. Money, money,
money. We all know and love Ducko's dog Pam, and she's usually very well behaved, except she wasn't outside a cafe the other day. Have a listen to this.
We're walking on a street on Saturday. All of a sudden, another dog and another owner are walking on the same street. When Pam gets her shackles up, her tail curls, you know, she's just seeing a threat come near Diddy. It's safety.
I've got to protect him.
She starts growling, realise it's a seeing eye dog and a blind person. And Pam has started going, because the dog had the harness and the guy, and she just wigged out about it, hadn't really seen it before.
It's got that code that says, please do not distract me, do not pet me.
Yes, and I reckon from maybe 7 to 8 metres out, so on the same side of the street, she just went off in it. And I was like, no. And you could see that, the seeing eye dog, being good but being cautious and kind of stopping. And then the poor blind guy, not knowing what's in front of him, is just there like, kind of, I was like, oh, it's okay, we're going to cross the road. Come on, Pam, it's okay, sweetheart.
Did you try and change your voice a bit?
Yeah, it's okay. Hello, I'm not Ducko. It's me, Jess.
A new study revealed companies are hiring new employees based on their vibe and not necessarily their qualifications. The story took a bit of a turn when Jess slipped up on her own words here.
I'm like, if anyone dare tap me on the shoulder...
We are. How dare you?
My clock finished at 9, okay? I'm just here.
Your what?
My clock.
What are you saying? It's just, okay. Anyone else hear that? Babs heard it.
What did you think I said? Without the L.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, hang
I don't
on.
Don't have one of those.
I know. That was another discussion.
So we did what every radio show should do, and that's stop everything and put it to the phones. Did Jess say cock?
Aaron, you were very quick on the phone to back me up, obviously, legend.
You definitely need a little bit more pizzazz behind your L's because I'm sorry, Jess, you definitely said cock.
Jamie, what did you hear?
Okay, so two things. One, I'm not off night shift, Jess.
Okay, here
so
we go.
I'm fresh, I'm ready to go.
Yes.
Stop
and you
yelling
definitely
at
said
me.
Cock.
You definitely said it.
I said cluck.
I swear, as soon as Ducko said 13, 10, 60, I was calling. I'm like, she said cock.
Cock, 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 cock.
Before we go on 2 weeks' break, I just want to remind everyone of what kind of a man Ducko is.
We all had to drive somewhere yesterday for a long period of time. We're all in the car.
Yeah.
And the minute you and Shaga got out, I just let one go. I was holding it for so long.
Oh,
like, I reckon like 15 minutes. It was giving me cramps.
It was a long drive. To be honest, I thought you were going to say, I fell asleep very soon. I was like, was I popping off in my sleep?
That's what I should have
said. Well, you know what, Ducko?
It was hard to hold. Like, I was
what
like,
what a gentleman you are.
Yeah.
But I'm actually really upset you didn't let it go in the car.
Well,
I thought we'd level jump to that.
Yeah,
level,
I know.
That state of friendship.
I don't know how Shargo would take it, you know.
Yeah, actually, Shargo is new to the fold.
Yeah.
How do you find
And he was
fun
in the front
yeah,
seat,
he
too.
Was everyone finds them funny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't find one.
Oh, all right. Next time.
Hey, okay. Window next or whatever.
Was it a loud one?
I suppose Babs wasn't in the car. She's the one who hated it.
Or she's the one who would have given you a
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tusk, tusk.
There was multiple and it was loud.
Oh, smelly?
It's because I had beef jerky on the trip.
You did. That went right through you.
Oh, mate. That ran right.
Jess and I had Pringles.
Yeah.
We were fine.
I got home. My wife's like, have you eaten beef jerky?
You should have farted into the Pringle tin.
Ah, that would have echoed.
We would have heard.
We could have done that on the highway. Ah, God, all these opportunities I missed because I was trying to be a good person. I'm not going to be good anymore.
What a gentleman.
Let it go. Let it go.
See you in 2 weeks, you dirty rice cookers.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast.
This is it.
Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.